Napoleon Hill's Keys to Success.
Forming a Mastermind Alliance. A Mastermind Alliance is built of two or more minds working actively together in perfect harmony toward a common definite object. The Mastermind principle lets you appropriate and use the full strength of the experience, training, and knowledge of other people just as if they were your own. No one has ever attained outstanding success in anything without applying the Mastermind principle. No one mind is complete by itself. All truly great minds have been reinforced through contact with others that allowed them to grow and expand. For a model of a Mastermind Alliance at work, consider a train crew. The conductor, you, can take the train to its destination only because all the other members of the train crew recognize and respect his, your, authority. For your Mastermind Alliance to function properly, you must give clear, unmistakable signals to your crew. They, in turn, need to be willing to cooperate fully with you. There are four simple steps to making sure this is the case. Step 1. Determine your purpose. The first step in putting together a Mastermind Alliance is to adopt a definite purpose for it to attain. If you have already written out your own definite major purpose and the means you will use to attain it, this step will be familiar for you. Writing out the plan for your alliance's success will make you aware of every one of the links of the chain you must forge. Inevitably, there will be links you have neither the skill nor the resources to join yourself, just as the conductor cannot simultaneously collect fares, work the dining car, and keep a hand on the throttle. This brings you to your second step. Step 2. Select the members of your alliance. Choosing the people who will help you attain your goal must be done carefully. You may initially select some people who you later decide are not appropriate, and you may discover that there are unanticipated needs for knowledge that must be filled. Trial and error will be a part of the process, but there are two qualities to keep foremost in your mind that will help you to avoid too many surprises. The first is ability to do the job. The other quality is the ability to work in a spirit of harmony with others. You must keep any thoughts of discord out of your alliance. There must be a complete meeting of the minds, without any reservations on the part of any member. Personal ambitions must be subordinate to the fulfillment and successful achievement of the definite purpose of the alliance. This includes your own. Being clear about your alliance's purpose will give you a basis for judging someone's ability to work in harmony with it. Step 3. Determine your rewards. Clearly determined rewards for participation in your Mastermind Alliance are an important factor in its harmony. Determine at the outset what rewards you are offering in return for the work of others, and there will be little room for later recriminations. Wealth will obviously have the greatest appeal for members of your commercial enterprise, but remember that other motives can play an important role. Recognition and self-expression are just as important as money to many people. Your best motivator, wealth, must be willingly, fairly, and generously divided among your team. The more generous you are, the more help you will get. Step 4. Set a time and place for meeting. Your alliance must be active to do any good. Establish a definite place and time for regular meetings to ensure that you are making progress and dealing with the issues you face. Your early meetings will likely involve fine-tuning the plan you have made for your success, drawing upon the specialized skills of your members. Think about a group of sales reps brought together for a conference. They may arrive in general agreement about their goals, but a day or a weekend spent reinforcing their determination, listening to and incorporating their suggestions for the plan at hand, will send them away fired up and eager to achieve their goals.